Welcome to a podcast presentation from Nurse Educator. I'm Dr. Richard Pullen, editorial board member of Journal. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Ms. Adrienne Stamps, assistant professor, retention counselor, non-traditional undergraduate program, Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center School of Nursing in Odessa, Texas, and Dr. Laura Oakton, professor, associate dean, and department chair for Non-Traditional Undergraduate Studies, Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center School of Nursing in Lubbock, Texas. Ms. Stamps and Dr. Oakton will be sharing a teaching tip they had published in the March-April 2020 issue of Nurse Educator. Today's topic is The Retention Counselor in Nursing, a Unique Success Strategy. Welcome, Adrienne and Dr. Oakton.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely, and thank you for being with us today. Adrienne and Laura will both be sharing responses to each question. Will you please tell listeners what a retention counselor is?
Sure. Retention counselors, or RCs as we call them, are nurses educated at the BSN level or higher that can be used to promote early identification of barriers to success in nursing programs. Retention counselors can be either staff or faculty. So, for example, I am a faculty member and also a retention counselor, so this role accounts for some of my workload.
And then retention counselors have to have certain characteristics to be effective in this role. They need to be approachable, trustworthy, and empathetic. They also must be very perceptive of student needs and willing to voice student concerns.
Good deal. Adrienne, you have a major role in helping students succeed. And I've always felt that there is a retention counselor component to the faculty role. And Laura, you mentioned how important it is for the retention counselor and students to have a trusting rapport. When students feel safe and secure, they are more likely to have a meaningful learning experience. Thank you both for your responses. How exactly do retention counselors assist students to be successful in nursing school?
The retention counselors are assigned a maximum of 35 students, and they're available to meet with students regularly, either one-on-one or in groups. And this enhances the support available, especially in online programs. Meetings can be in person or virtual as needed, and then RCs lead study groups and conduct exam reviews. They also provide resources for test taking, time management, clinical skills, scholarly writing, coping strategies, and scholarships. The retention counselors really assess the students holistically and provide resources on a case-by-case basis.
Richard, you know, we have found that the use of this RC to student ratio really helps to develop those strong relationships with students and results in a stronger ability, right? And a stronger ability for early identification of issues that could impact a student's progression in the program. Faculty also use the retention counselors as a resource to provide the student perspective on certain aspects of courses, which in turn can benefit the student experience. Also, if course faculty notice an issue, they can refer the student to the RC for more help in that specific area. Having RCs helps to identify and address student-specific barriers to success.
Well, good deal. Your strategies are working well. I know you have excellent graduation rates, on-time graduation rates in your pre-licensure BSN programs. And I do know you're among the top in the nation for NCLEX RN first-time pass rates. And I commend you both, your faculty and staff, for doing excellent work. And, of course, those students who are working hard, too. Why are retention counselors a good option to promote student success in nursing schools today?
Well, nursing programs really require students to rapidly expand their knowledge and skills. due to the speed and intensity, students really do require quick intervention when academic or clinical troubles arise. You know, some students are quick to help or to seek help, whereas others may be more reluctant. Yes. RCs are in frequent contact with students, which really helps students feel comfortable in asking for assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And success programs are designed to assist students in achieving learning outcomes and lowering attrition rates, and should consider attributes that are unique to the student, such as their learning style, as well as program design, if it's a traditional program or an accelerated program, and teaching modality, is it online, hybrid, or face-to-face. The use of RCs is beneficial because this type of success program really conforms to the specific needs of the student, of the program, and of the teaching modality. So the use of the retention counselors is one way to implement a success program, and it fits well with the current implementation of nursing curriculum.
Mm-hmm. I really like the theme that I'm hearing about the close connection that the retention counselor has with his or her student. And it looks like the retention counselor helps, guides, and teaches students to ensure their success. And it seems like there might be a strong focus on the unique needs of that individual student's learning needs. Good deal. Lastly, do you have any recommendations for faculty who may want to incorporate the use of retention counselors in the nursing program?
Sure. First, mm-hmm. the success program should be available to all students, not just those students who are at risk. As we mm-hmm. mentioned before, the retention counselor to student ratio is really important, and students should be informed of the services that are offered through the syllabi, as well as through a dedicated section of the learning platform. It's helpful for the RCs to also have access to the learning platform to be able to monitor student performance. They also mm-hmm. need to be trained, and mentorship to assume the role is especially important. It's particularly helpful if you compare an experienced RC or an individual who's experienced in working closely with students in a similar manner to individuals with less experience or someone who might be new to the role. And ideally, RCs should not grade their own student assignments if they are also teaching a course in order to foster approachability and trust, but also maintain appropriate boundaries. Consistency is also important, so frequent meetings among the RCs and the program need to occur. And these meetings not only help with consistency, but they can also serve as a way to discuss difficult situations and also propose new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We have found that this type of success program can result in positive student and faculty feedback, as sure. well as increased retention. As a retention counselor, I have really enjoyed being closely involved with students throughout their time in nursing school, and I believe being in this role benefits me professionally, as mm-hmm. I have the opportunity to be involved in the entire curriculum and really serve as a mentor and advocate for students.
Sure. I hear the word consistency, that being consistent is important in communication. And I also heard Laura and Adrian, you both used the word mentor. And I really like the emphasis on the importance of mentorship, which is an important way to positively influence our students to prepare them for practice. Thank you, Adrian and Dr. Upton, for sharing your experiences with listeners.